Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, December 23rd, 2019. A terror scare led to the evacuation of the Christmas market on Breitscheidplatz on Saturday evening. Because the location was the target of a deadly attack 3 years ago, the evacuation triggered extensive and speculative reporting in traditional and social media. The police action was necessary after reports of suspicious objects being found. The police performed an extensive search with sniffer dogs, which led to no results. Several daily newspapers, including the Berliner Morgenpost and BZ, wrote that the police had arrested two men in the course of the evacuation. According to the report, these were two, quote, Islamist perpetrators. In retrospect, however, this turned out to be false. Police spokesman Kablitz told the RBB that the verification of personal data had led to confusion with persons who are currently under investigation. The two men were released shortly after their arrest. Suspicious objects were not found despite an intensive search, and at about 10:30 p.m., the police forces left the area. According to the federal police, the operation also had consequences for train traffic at the neighboring Bahnhof Zoo. As was reported on Twitter, train traffic had been suspended and trains of the S-Bahn lines S3, S5, and S7 passed through. Per the police, the evacuation of Breitscheidplatz took place without any major problems. All visitors had left the Christmas market, quote, calmly and considerately. Afterwards, the police searched the square bit by bit. Eyewitnesses, on the other hand, report that after the police operation had become known, a hectic atmosphere broke out, and vendors shouted loudly for people to leave the square immediately. Later in the evening, the police spokesman praised the efforts of the numerous officers to the RBB. They had, quote, proceeded with great sensitivity and were, quote, very relieved that the initial suspicions were not confirmed. Who alerted the authorities of alleged suspicious objects remains open. On Sunday, Benjamin Yendro, spokesman for the Berlin Police Union, published a statement on Twitter that the big public pressure for quick information during such missions is causing problems, and he called for more accountability on both producers and consumers of news. According to a report in the Süddeutsche Zeitung, the Berlin lawyer and women's rights activist Seyran Atış has received a private loan of 45,000 euros from Haki Zimsek, the chief of Berlin's largest brothel, Artemis. As the newspaper further reports, Atış had received the loan at very favorable conditions. In a personal statement, which is available to the Berliner Morgenpost, Atış rejects the accusations. The SZ was able to inspect documents which showed that Atış maintains a private business relationship with the brothel operator. The contract for the loan had been concluded on September 12th of this year and bears the signature of Atış. A mail from Zimsek's lawyer to Atış states that she would have to pay no interest if she could repay the amount punctually in monthly installments of 5,000 euros. Atış rejected the accusations on Friday, stating that she had not received any inadmissible advantages, and she also does not deny the existence of the personal loan. The loan agreement contained, quote, an appropriate interest rate. She turned to the entrepreneur whom she knew personally and, quote, whose professional work as one of the largest taxpayers in the Charlottenburg district was transparent to her. Atış is currently writing a book about prostitution. As the ETZ reports, a film about Artemis is also in preparation. Recently, Atış made remarkably positive comments about the Berlin brothel. In her statement, she stressed she is firmly against prostitution, but with regard to Artemis and its operators, she praised the conditions that are offered to the women, stating, quote, there, women have the chance to do their work in a self-determined way. I have personally spoken to many of these women. The subject of prostitution is generally not easy, at least not as easy as I had imagined for many years. In a personal communication, Atış accused the author of the newspaper article of using demonstrably false representations to, quote, cast doubt on my social work and especially my advocacy against prostitution. In April of 2016, there had been a major raid on Artemis, including investigations into human trafficking and tax fraud. In addition, there was suspicion that the prostitutes were bogusly self-employed. However, the public prosecutor's office stopped the proceedings against Simsek in January of 2019. It was said at the time that there was no sufficient suspicion. For their part, the Artemis operators announced that they wanted to investigate claims for damages. The municipal waste management company Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, has won a dispute against environmental senator Regina Günther. In the future, BSR will be allowed to burn 580,000 tons of waste per year in the incinerator in Ruhleben, both officially and legally. A corresponding permit has now been issued by the Senate Environment Administration. Previously, the authority had specified 520,000 tons as the annual maximum quantity, but has been exceeded on a regular basis. The conflict between the state-owned waste disposal company and the Senate administration even made it to the courts 6 months ago. BSR always argued that the waste incineration plant was not about the absolute amount of waste burnt there, but about a certain amount of energy that could be produced. Politically, the decision from Günther is a delicate one because environmentalists of Friends of the Earth Germany, or Bund, and members of the Greens are against burning more waste. Bund accused the BSR of doing too little for the legally prescribed and politically desired topics of waste avoidance and recycling. Instead, mixed waste would be dumped into the incinerator. The Greens are pushing to make Berlin a, quote, zero-waste city, where basically no waste is produced that is not recycled or reused. The BSR has always pointed out that the plant is ecologically sound because it generates electricity and heat at the same time with a combined heat and power system. The police disbanded a so-called ring bond party on the S41, S42 on Friday night. A patrol of the federal police had noticed a group of 38 teenagers and young adults in an S-Bahn on the Southern Ring. According to a spokesperson, they were talking loudly, drinking alcohol, smoking, and disturbing other passengers. In cooperation with the Berlin police, the young people were taken off the train at Ostkreuz and their personal data was recorded. They're also being investigated for damage to property. According to federal police, so-called ring bond parties occur, quote, from time to time. About a year ago, 200 celebrating students had completely stopped ring bond traffic. This concludes our last regular reporting before the holidays. We'll produce a roundup on December 30th, and Berlin Briefing will return with regular episodes on January 2nd. But before we go, some numbers. If you followed us in 2019, you have listened to almost 200 episodes and 800 stories, or about 30 hours of local news. We hope you find some time to rest and celebrate in the coming days, and please keep on reaching out and telling your friends about us. Your continuous loyalty and constructive feedback helps us to improve the show and keeps us going. Also, look out for some fresh ideas in the new year. There might even be some Berlin Briefing merch available in the foreseeable future. And as always, from Albert and Abby, thanks for listening.